It's 8:30 p.m. here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has called for benefiting from the nation's highly capable workforce to overcome shortages and satisfying needs. Addressing military commanders, Ayatollah Khamenei said educated, courageous, and laborious workforce is the key to overcoming hurdles. Ayatollah Khamenei also described serving at the front line of fighting anti-Iran threats as a great opportunity. He hailed the latest scientific and technological achievements by Iranian armed forces and stressed that this shows Iran's young workforce is highly motivated. Joining us now via Skype from the Iranian capital, Tehran, is Sayed Mustafa Khosheshm. He's a political analyst. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Khosheshm. Now, looking at the comments being made here by the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, he has always stressed on domestic production and relying on domestic capabilities, be it workforce or otherwise.
Hello, and thanks for having me. Well, yes, that's true. You know, Iran has always been under arms boycotts and sanctions ever since it was at war with Saddam Hussein. Even barbed wires were not allowed to be, you know, imported by Iran. And Iran was forced since early 1980s. Iran was forced to develop its arms development program, and it's been very beneficial to the country as it has developed, you know, many state-of-the-art technology in this area, including missile technology and drone technology, as well as anti-air defense shields. And Iran has been capable of developing very modern technological, you know, arms and weapon systems in this way, and it's self-reliant. And, you know, these three areas are considered as features of modern armies, and drones are, you know, the first type of robots used by armies, and they are seen as an introductory step taken by human beings for, you know, developing future wars and future battlefields. And they are very much important. And Iran enjoys, you know, almost everything that the Western world has created and has built with regard to the technology in area of the drone industries. Also, Iran, you know, it's in an island. It is considered an island of security, but in a very volatile region. And as you see, it has been under constant threat by the United States and Israel. So it has to develop its own arms program, mostly for deterrent purposes. If you just take a look at Iranian weapon systems, you will find out that Iran has developed defensive capability and defensive weapons and equipment in order to deter any foreign invasion in this region, especially after President Obama rose to office and he started, you know, escalating tensions, and also not just with regard to Iran, but with regard to any other enemy of the United States. He has been escalating military action in this region, including in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and Somalia. So without articulating any clear-cut strategy and without public support and public debate, so Iran needs to be on the alert and also develop its, you know, defensive capabilities. And unfortunately, you just mentioned as one of your top five news items, the test today by Pyongyang, you know, it has been condemned by the international community, but nobody is asking why, you know, Pyongyang is on the offensive right now and it has tested a hydrogen bomb. Nobody is asking who has incited North Koreans. You know, they had a deal with the United States back in 1994 during the Clinton administration. But as usual, the United States defied its undertakings and forced North Koreans to go rogue. And the same thing is happening with regard to Iran's JCPOA, and the Trump administration is trying to very acknowledgedly and admittedly, they are trying to force Iran to drop the deal.
Right.
So I believe it's now the time for the international community to ask the roots of these tensions in the region that are escalating under the Trump administration.
Okay, that's a political analyst, Sayed Mustafa Khosheshm, joining us via Skype from Tehran. Mr. Khosheshm, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.